From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council has recognized new Gambian leader Adama Barrow as the country's president, despite longtime leader Yahya Jammeh's refusal to give up power. At least two international news agencies quoted a Senegalese army spokesman as saying troops entered Gambia Thursday afternoon after Mr. Barrow took the oath of office in Senegal. The president of the council, Swedish ambassador Olof Skog, said he spoke with President Barrow to say the Security Council fully supports him.
It is our strong hope now that the former President Jammeh will peacefully cede power to the democratically elected president.
Council members Egypt, Uruguay, and Bolivia stressed that the resolution does not authorize military force to install Mr. Barrow as president. However, since he is now president, Mr. Barrow can request military assistance from ECOWAS without Security Council authorization. U.S. airstrikes killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps in Libya. Carla Babb reports.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the air assault late Wednesday killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters who had fled there after Libyan forces aligned with the nation's UN-backed government pushed the terrorists out of the former Islamic State hotbed city of Sirte. Carter said some of the fighters in the camps were actively planning operations against European nations. The strikes came mere hours before President Barack Obama leaves office.
While the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
Defense officials said the two Islamic State camps were in a very rural area and that no women or children were present. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
For more on that and other news stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.